Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the very first Blimpy Subs franchise show podcast. I am your host, Graham Chapman, and I'm very excited, very, very excited to bring you this first podcast today with Kahala and Blimpy's Senior VP of Development, Mr. John Wycheck, who will be stopping in to speak with us today about the Blimpy franchise opportunity. You know, what's changed in the QSR segment and how Blimpy has evolved, you know, why now is the time to buy in. A lot of great stuff that is custom built for franchise prospects who are exploring franchise opportunities. You know, this is what this particular podcast is all about. We're seeking to provide aspiring business owners with an inside look at the Blimpy brand, you know, the only thriving sub-franchise that offers franchises the opportunity to launch an affordable franchise business with a brand name that's been associated with the best fresh sliced subs on the market for more than 50 years. Today, we're going to be kicking things off with an executive from the Kahala side, the parent company of Blimpy. We'll be doing a lot of interviews with executives like that. You can give us a good idea of what makes the Blimpy franchise such a great opportunity from that side of the street. We'll also be speaking with area developers who are out in the field working with franchisees each and every day to help them find the right location, the right opportunity for them, and helps make franchisees successful in their local area each day. And then, of course, we'll be bringing on some franchisees who've been with the Blimpy brand for a long time to tell you what it's like to serve, what it's like to serve the best subs each and every day in their hometown. All right, let's get down to business with John Wycheck. We really appreciate him joining us today. John, thanks for joining. So let me jump right into it with you. I mean, of course, we've had lots of conversations about, you know, when you returned to Kahala, you know, after working with the iconic brands you have in the franchising space, you know, places like Edible Arrangements, Sales Best Coffee. Certainly, you have an excellent track record and history working with, you know, some of those great restaurant brands. And obviously, you have the same, if not better, opportunity to work with some iconic brands like Blimpy and like the others over at Kahala. So, you know, you were there before. You have come back since then. You know, I know you talk about all the time about how much you love what you do, how much you love leading franchise development for iconic brands, you know, like Blimpy, like Cold Stone, like others, and, you know, just how much it means for you to help people to realize their dreams of business ownership and help them find the right fit, you know, for their lifestyle, for their skill set, you know, things like that. You know, you could have gone anywhere. I guess let's just jump into, you know, what brought you back? Why did you come back to Kahala when you did? You know, why was this the right fit for you? Was there something that changed? I believe that, you know, you guys had a new ownership takeover over at Kahala. So what brought you back? What inspired you to come back to the Kahala family when you did?
When I saw Kahala be purchased a couple years ago, the leadership team of Kahala is really focused on the franchisees and assisting franchisees in growing their sales. It became a wonderful opportunity when they approached me about coming back and said, you know, this is a great time to get involved with these wonderful brands and help them grow and help the franchisees grow within these systems.
Wonderful. If you could talk to us a little bit more about that. So tell our audience who these new owners of Kahala are and sort of what their background is and why, you know, their particular vision and their particular skill set made returning to Kahala perfect for you as one of the sharpest minds in franchise development.
Sure. The Saruya family purchased us back in 2013, and they just have a deep background in franchising. So their hands have touched many, many different brands across the Canadian landscape as well as here in the U.S. And so their focus has always been and remains in the world of franchising and particularly in food. So they have a wealth of knowledge and see the true value of franchisees, of entrepreneurs in the markets that they serve, being great brand ambassadors for that brand. They believe in it. They live it. And so we're excited to have them as the new owners of Kahala Brands.
Absolutely. Would you mind describing a little bit more, you know, in their first few years of being there, you know, what change they brought to Kahala or anything specific you'd like to say? I mean, of course, they're great brand ambassadors. They do, with their experience or deep experience, in franchise, and they're doing a heck of a job of being ambassadors for each brand under the Kahala umbrella. Is there anything specifically that you like about their personality or their experience that makes them such strong leaders?
Well, I think it's a focus in on franchisees, a willingness to invest in the brands. With a number of our brands, we have new looks, Blimpie being one of them. We have a wonderful updated look in the brand. So we've invested into the new look of the brand, investing in ongoing marketing, continuing to be now cutting edge with our marketing. For instance, with Blimpie, in the last couple years since the acquisition, our marketing spend in the digital arena has more than doubled. And so it's a number of small items which add up to a wonderful momentum over just the last couple of years.
Absolutely. And we'll dig deeper into, you know, some of the marketing strategies and the things that Blimpie's doing to appeal to a millennial generation while still retaining the nostalgic connection with the with their older customers as well, who fell in love with the brand years, decades ago. We'll definitely get to that stuff here in a minute. But let's better describe the landscape and the, the arrangement for the relationship between Blimpie and Kahala. So some of these prospective franchisees out there are aspiring business owners who can really benefit from this podcast, better understand the relationship there and what it affords Blimpie and their franchise opportunities. So, you know, Kahala is the parent company who owns Blimpie, Cold Stone, and more than a dozen other high growth potential restaurant-based franchise concepts. I guess knowing that, you know, that parent company has evolved, that makes Blimpie that gives Blimpie and these other brands, more resources than other brands may have who are, you know, just a solo brand without the beneficiary of a parent company who has this many years of experience in franchising led by leaders like the Cerillos. So if you don't mind, could you take us through some of the benefits or some of the ways that Blimpie benefits from, you know, being owned by a parent company such as Kahala?
Sure, absolutely. But before I go into the other benefits of Kahala, it's important to note that, Blimpie has very focused operational and marketing leadership on the Blimpie brand. We have a designated brand president. We have designated marketing leaders and teams under them that are solely focused on the Blimpie brand. And so we don't lose that focus day to day, minute to minute, on what makes Blimpie tick and how to drive sales and drive profitability for our franchisees. But at the same time, what Kahala offers are a number of shared services. You know, first of all, the leadership team of Blimpie reports into a very high-level executive team that manages a number of different brands, so we can see trends across the industry. I mean, within Kahala, we have brands, sandwich brands, Mexican food, ice cream, treat, snack, and so we can see trends and we can react to those trends and know what's on point for future marketing programs, brands, and things to be aware of that can help that president lead his brand more effectively. But equally, in the shared services, we have in-house creative teams. So that means if a franchisee, which normally we wouldn't have been able to do if we were just a single brand, but we have an in-house creative that, so if a franchisee wants to do a special flyer for a local event in their market, they can submit a creative request to our creative team, and at no charge to them, we'll have a beautifully designed element that they can then take to their local printer to have printed for that local event. We have purchasing group that is focused on actually futures. So we're looking at the price of corn feed, because that's what feeds cattle. That's what drives dairy prices, which affects cheese and buttermilk. We're on top of what's coming up in trends, and many times able to buy into the futures to keep costs from having that big sways up, big sways down. And so we'll look at those things and make informed decisions based on what we learn. Same thing with distribution. Each of our brands has we have a focused distribution team. So sometimes, when you want to do new promotions, a restriction from many companies is we don't have the distribution to be able to get it to you. We work across literally tens of distribution houses across all of our brands. And so if we find what's right for the brand, it becomes much easier for us to get it into distribution as compared to many other companies.
No, that's smart. I appreciate that overview, of all those different types of advantages you can get. Me personally, working for a marketing and PR company that works with a number of very different franchise brands. I can certainly speak to some of the things you mentioned there, where we get story ideas, campaign ideas, marketing concepts, and other program recommendations, simply because we work with a wide variety of brands spanning a number of industries. Why it might sound counterintuitive to apply something that works for hair care brand to a sub-brand. I mean, there are certain concepts that work due to the franchise business model or certain trends within the business space that can apply, across the board to, different types of businesses, which, I think part of what you're saying there is that working with a parent company that has its finger on the pulse of a number of different brands and a number of different industries, you don't really necessarily understand the connections you can make or the manner in which you can plan for the future, based on you having an understanding of multiple different industries and how, processes and procedures and systems sort of work out from there, speaking to what you're mentioning on futures of certain products or how distribution can work. That's fantastic stuff. So thank you for sharing that with us.
My pleasure.
But let's move into Blimpie specifically. So, of course, this great support team with Kahala and the parent company staff, there's so much we could cover, with the brand itself, a brand that's enjoyed 50 plus years of success, serving the best sub sandwiches on the market. But let's try to keep it concise to a few specific things. Obviously, if there's anything you want to point out, John, just let me know. The first question I have to imagine that most people ask in this specific segment in which Blimpie operates is that, the subspace is so crowded. There's so many competitors, so many different brands out there. What in your mind or what would you tell a prospect who says, I want to buy into a sub franchise? I love what Blimpie stands for, but there's other options out there. How does Blimpie stand out compared to the, other competition in the crowded substance?
Oh, sure. That's a great question. One thing we can't avoid with Blimpie, as you mentioned, is it is over 50 years old. And what has stood the test of time with Blimpie is the quality of the sandwiches. Still today, we slice our premium meats and cheeses fresh with every sandwich. We bake breads fresh every day. We also have the freshest produce that can be found on our toppings. So we can still personalize those subs any way the customer wants it. But equally as important, we also react to recent trends. And so we are, you'll look in the stores I mentioned before, we have a new design, a new look. We're continuing to change and evolve the brand based on latest tastes. And the look of the brand, as well as the taste with the sauces and breads, and so it's not stale and it's not the old-fashioned sandwiches. We still have that. We still have the standards for those that want them, but we can also evolve to any newer tastes as well.
Got it. Let's ask the other big question that you're mentioning, and that's something I've seen a lot, and I can personally attest to it as someone who's eaten at Blimpie and other sub shops. I guess what in your opinion or what would you say, what makes your subs better than the rest?
I think it's the quality meats we use. We have never shied away from maintaining the quality meats that we use. And we slice them fresh, so you're getting a great quality meat from just and a freshly sliced meat and cheese right in front of you. The baked bread, it just doesn't get the smells when you come into the store with the fresh baked bread. I will put our bread up against any sub sandwich out there. It's just wonderful. When you put those things together along with the fresh produce, there's just no beating the sandwiches. As I've come back into this brand in the last couple years, and I told people I was with Blimpie, the first words out of their mouth are, "Oh, I love my Blimpie. Where is my closest Blimpie?" And that becomes the opportunity is to, with the new look of Blimpie, is to reestablish and put that store in the community that's been looking for it for quite some time.
No doubt. Let's talk about sort of the history or the experience that the brand has or the process that you guys have in place, based on 50 years. Some may think that, being around that long has somewhat of a negative connotation, but I can't agree with that at all. You guys have been around for decades, been freshly slicing these fantastic meats and cheeses for so long that you've got a lot of things down to a science as far as how to deliver the right sandwich, the perfectly customizable sandwich at the right time. I guess in your opinion, what are some of the key lessons that 50 years have taught your franchisees and taught you guys at the corporate level that help you also set yourself apart operationally, not just product wise?
Sure. It all starts with the right franchisee. You know, we have many, many franchisees that have been in our system well over 20, 30 years. They built their family business around Blimpie, and we're excited to have them continue to be a part of our family. And that doesn't happen if the brand is not working for them,
yep.
Right? So that they are enjoying the brand, they're enjoying success. Certainly, they wouldn't be in the brand if that wasn't the case. And so it starts not only with the right franchisees, but even as early as the design of the store. Every single design must go through the corporate office here to be reviewed. And so we have our construction team as well as our head of operations review so we can give our franchisees the benefit of past experiences with the layout, helping franchisees avoid operational mistakes. Just as with that layout can become very efficient, not doing effectively and not putting the proper eyes on it can really hurt that franchisee from the very beginning if they don't lay it out correctly. So we help them from that point as well as through our training program, which is both here in the corporate offices of Kahala, where we focus in on business acumen and customer service type attributes, and then in the stores with them at a certified training store to assist our franchisees with training and making sure that they can relay that great experience that's been happening within Blimpie's for over 50-plus years. While behind the scenes, our distribution purchasing group are working diligently to set up the appropriate distribution houses. Our regional directors of operations are working hand-in-hand with that franchisee to get their store set up. So on the first day, a franchisee can have a wonderful grand opening. The meat is there. The bread is there. They're ready and ready and willing to have a great first day of business.
Yep. No, that certainly is never changed. I mean, even having your first store in Hoboken, it all came down to delivering those sandwiches in the right way to help satisfy that craving for those types of sandwiches, those types of taste treats that you guys deliver to your customers each day. So obviously a lot has changed in those 50 years. A lot of evolving and adapting has had to take place to keep you guys, you know, the iconic brand that you are, the successful brand that you are. And, you know, on my end, looking into some restaurant and food and QSR statistics and the changing, I guess, tastes or expectations of the modern day consumer, you know, those millennials who are creating a, you know, more social, vibrant, fast casual type of in-store experience, but, you know, don't want to compromise on quality or taste either. You know, at the same time, you know, Blimpie being the brand that you are and having such an established presence and a reputation with older customers who are very interested in, you know, reliving or sustaining that nostalgic vision they have for what the brand is and what it represents. You're speaking to a lot of the reasons why or a lot of the things that you're doing to help your franchisees be successful in this modern day and age. And I think part of it is the in-store design and obviously the menu options you guys deliver. So I guess tell me, I know this is sort of a long description here, but I think it's important, which is, you know, one of the keys to your success has to be doing things at the parent company level that you can permeate down to your franchisees and allow them to both at once appeal to these millennials seeking this vibrant experience, these older customers who are there, you know, purely for the sandwich they've loved for decades. What have you guys done to the in-store design, to the menu, to things like that, that allow you to appeal to both groups at once?
Sure. I think let's break that into two parts. First part probably being appealing to the new customer. We have, as I mentioned before, with our shared services, we have an in-house social team, a social digital team. Their focus is all day, every day, working on the social media aspects of Blimpie. Part of that is we launched a Blimpie Run game app. You know, it was an application, you know, an app for on your phone to appeal to our younger and more digital savvy customers. We also have a brand new web design that focuses on the mobile first user experience. You know, so many people now are not going to their computer to look up websites. Now they can look up stores, menu items, what have you, on their handheld devices perfectly easily, right? So because that's all focus that we're doing from things here from the corporate office. I did mention we doubled our digital advertising budget. The new design is fresh, it's clean, it's bright. Many of our stores have digital menu boards in the stores with digital marketing on the sides, which is an option for our franchisees if they want to keep it real fresh in their stores, as well as we have continue to have brand contests that have digital aspects that continue to allow us to blend social and the in-store experience. And we're also have an e-gift gift card, as well as we're testing online marketing. We're continuing to do more and more stuff that's coming out every day. So lots of fun stuff coming down the pike with Blimpy on the for today's user. But at the same time, to answer your question, what are we doing to keep the roots of Blimpy? We're continuing to roll out wonderful sandwiches that are reminiscent of the Blimpy of old. You know, the Hoboken Hero. We started in Hoboken, New Jersey, is a sandwich exactly geared at that. We've most recently rolled out the Blimp sandwich, and there's no denying the value of Blimpy when you have the Blimp sandwich. I mean, the Blimp has turkey, roast beef, prosciutto, salami, pepperoni, provolone. It's just a massive, incredible looking sandwich that has all the tastes of Blimpy in one big bite, and it's just an incredible, incredible sandwich. And then we also have the flatbreads, you know, that capitalize on growing flatbread trend, and we continue to stay on the cutting edge of those trends as well. So the quality of the sandwiches, we're going back to bigger, better sandwiches, as it should be, as Blimpy was founded on, but also appealing to that new day consumer.
Got it. I didn't eat lunch too long ago, but you describing that Blimp sandwich is getting me hungry all over again.
First time I had that at the store, you know, and you talked about the differences of Blimpy. Yeah, I cut that in half, and it looked like a commercial right there in front of me. And it was just a sandwich made on the normal every day with one of our franchisees in the store. And it's just bursting with the meats and cheeses. It's an incredible sandwich.
Absolutely. I've had the Hoboken here. I got to have that one next. and as someone who has been working with you guys for a while, I can certainly speak to the fantastic job that your digital and social team does, and the types of online contests and games you guys offer. There's been coverage on the Blimpy Run app and the other games and contests you guys host inside of Restaurant Trade magazines and other national publications. So third-party endorsements from some of the leading journalists in the market have recognized the great job that you guys do with that stuff. Your team is working on a completely overhauled version of your franchise development website to even take those efforts to the next level. Obviously you guys are doing your part with customers, and you're also doing your part to make sure you're connecting with a youthful-minded, more digitally oriented and tech-savvy franchise prospect as well, to make sure they have a better user experience and can more easily access the information they're looking for to make a smart decision as they're exploring the franchise opportunity with Blimpy online and trying to go through that process to fill out forms and express their interest in working with you and becoming part of the Blimpy franchise. So speaking toward those folks and those prospects who may be interested in the Blimpy brand or other franchise brands. One big question came to my mind, and something that I've seen being around franchising for a long time, is that it seems that a lot of prospects, are attracted to or appealed to, and maybe mistakenly so, are all about, saying something along these lines and following a path or following a new trend in the space that's catching fire. Something to the example, I like Blimpy, and I might be interested in buying that franchise, and I just feel like I have to capitalize on this new craze, whether it be frozen yogurt or something else. They feel like they have to, get in on that thing that's blowing up at that moment. What would you caution those franchisees, or what would you encourage them to think about, when they're making that decision to buy into a franchise? And I guess their first premonition is to buy into the new craze that's blowing up at that very moment. What type of conversation would you have with them, or what would you advise them as they go through their due diligence process?
Sure. No, it's a great question to ask, and it's one every day we're talking to our prospective franchisees about, because, yes, our prospect needs to be passionate about the brand. As they look at the brand, no matter what brand you look at, you have to envision yourself 5 years from now, because some of the concepts out there are very faddish, to your point. They're having a great upswing, but what happens when that swings back down around? Have these brands stood the test of time to be able to continue to have profitable franchisees in the long term? And some of them are too new to look at, but you have to envision yourself a number of years from now and saying, hey, is this brand able to be repeated? Is it able to be, is it going to fall out of grace? Will it be the same concept as a staple for the future? And that's what Blimpie has just simply proven. It stood the test of time, 50-plus years. Franchisees in restaurants for 10, 15, 20 years continue to be successful. Is it a part of the American day-to-day life? And we've proven that subs are. People are eating day-to-day. Then you have to ask yourself the question, is the company able? And even with the faddish, the new companies come in, does the company have the R&D team, the research and development team, to continue to have the new and latest taste that the public are going to desire? And that's exactly what Blimpie's doing. We're rolling out new tastes, new sandwiches every year, every quarter, very regularly from year to year. And to keep on in the new realm of taste, but at the same time maintaining that staple. And so it's a tough question for our franchisees, and it's one that we don't force our franchisees to answer quickly as they're talking, because they need to make a well-informed decision for them. And that's the goal of my team, is to educate and inform prospects on the good, the bad, and the ugly of the brand, and to help give them a path to ask those same questions of the other brands that they're looking at. Because at the end of the day, we want our franchisees to understand the brand 100%, be passionate about it, be excited about it, can see themselves doing this for a long time, and then joining forces with them to go build the brand in their markets. And so in the long term, that's what it's all about. We don't want a franchisee to fizzle out after 3-4 years. We want them to be with us in the long term and to see a great return on their investment.
Yeah, and for that to happen, it does require that transparency you're speaking of, to, you know, not just tell all these great things about the brand, you know, say, give a very full-scale, you know, unbiased perspective of here's what you're buying into, here's what you can be passionate about, here's what you, here's what could allow you to be successful, but taking that time to help them get the due diligence process right to make sure they're buying into the right brand that, you know, fits their financial capacity, their passions, their business skills, et cetera. So that's a great point. I guess speaking more largely before we move on to another question about, you know, the sandwich space in general, you know, Blimpie's part of a sandwich space that is still growing. According to recent statistics, you know, it is the third largest category still in the restaurant industry and is listed as one of the top 10 high-growth restaurant categories as well. So, you know, while there's been some news, some chatter that, you know, the subspace may be, you know, losing some steam, that's not what the industry statistics suggest. I guess my question to you on that topic is, what do you think are the key elements or key characteristics of, you know, sub sandwich restaurants that makes them such a sustainable business model that's endured this test of time and will continue to endure in the future?
Sure. I think, you know, subs have proven that they are a staple. And number one, people do need to eat every day, right? And they're eating at least three meals a day, and subs can fill that category on all three if necessary. And Blimpie even has breakfast offering as well as a pizza offering as well. So we can fill that need every day for a person to eat. But equally important, you know, the fad, the focus recently has been on fresh and healthy sandwiches and foods, and as well as quick, and subs fit that category as well. We have we can make that sandwich, as you know, with cheese, without cheese, you know, the turkeys, what have you, all the veggies that a person wants, the different breads, wheat breads, multi-grain breads, that can also feed the healthy side of it as well, or that person that wants to go the indulgent side with the blimp that I just mentioned, a big hearty beefy sandwich. And so subs are not going to go anywhere. They are a staple. And they're also fitting the needs of the people today, looking for a healthy, quick alternative. And so Blimpie fits perfectly within that realm.
Yeah, I always go into my lunch or my dinner at a Blimpie with the, you know, intention of going healthy. And then I see things like the blimp, and I can't help myself.
But it's your choice at the end of the day, right?
That's right. That's right. Unfortunately, I could talk to you all day and then talk about the Blimpie franchise opportunity for a long time, as I'm very close to it personally. Know the great things you have to share and all the great things that you guys are working on internally. But we are unfortunately running out of time for this first show. So I guess before we get into the stage where we're allowing our prospects or new prospects to understand you know, how they can connect with you, learn more about the franchise opportunity, things like that. Before we get to that point, is there anything that I'm missing? Anything you'd like to share with the prospects out there who are looking into franchise opportunities, considering buying into Blimpy? What have we not touched on? What have we missed? Or what sort of closing statement would you like to offer to help them through their process?
Sure. Number one, I again want to thank you for your time. But you know, I think you know, as you look at Blimpy, you're also seeing a complete organization focused on the success of the brand. And so we're looking for wonderful franchisees that are passionate about the brand, passionate about having great, thriving businesses, but in areas where there's lots of people, right? And so one of the things you'll see about Blimpy and Kahala Brands is we're very nimble. Yes, we're going to abide by brand standards because that's the strength of a brand that a franchisee wants to be a part of. But we can go into very unique spaces. Spaces that our years of experience will allow us to work very closely with the franchisee and find a solution that will work very well. And we can also co-brand it. Maybe it's a Blimpy, an opportunity, but also wants a smoothie or another type of brand. It's co-branded with it. And Kahala offers that opportunity for a franchisee to do more than just the one brand and maximize the potential of that location. And so we're just excited about digging into those opportunities with the right people and the right real estate locations.
Awesome. So if there are prospects out there, if there are people who feel compelled to reach out to you or learn more about the Blimpy franchise opportunity, what can they do? What websites can they access? Is there an email perhaps that they can reach out to you or your team to ask for more information on the opportunity? What place, where would you direct them to go? And how can they contact you or your team?
Yeah, I think the easiest is always go to blimpy.com, blimpie.com, and click on Fresh Sliced Franchise and fill out the inquiry form there. We'll have someone return their call very quickly, or call directly at 888-420-1233, and someone will be there to answer their phone call and get you into the right hands very quickly.
Beautiful. Well, John, I would have to say that this was a successful first podcast, a lot of information, a lot of excellent insights and great advice from you. We really appreciate your time, and of course, we'll have you back on soon.
Excellent, Graham. I appreciate the time and always love talking about Blimpy. So thank you.
Absolutely. Me too. And for all our listeners out there, thanks for joining us for the first edition of the Blimpy Subs Franchise Show podcast. As I mentioned, we'll be doing a once-a-month podcast with corporate executives like John Wycheck, who give you that side of the street as far as talking about what they're doing at the corporate level to take the brand into the future, a successful future, speaking with area developers in the field who help franchisees be successful every day, and then the franchisees themselves who are committed to satisfying their community's craving for the best meats and cheeses every single day. On behalf of John Wycheck and the Kahala team, I am your host, Graham Chapman, and thank you very much for stopping by the Blimpy Subs Franchise Show podcast. Thanks a lot, and have a great day, everyone.
Back on the air, let's go to the phones. Caller, let me help you.
Hi, so I've been trying to get my landlord to fix my washing machine for weeks, but he keeps avoiding me. What do I do?
Excellent question. Well, have you been to AT&T?
Why? Is my landlord there?
No, but when you have AT&T Wireless and DirecTV, you can get unlimited data.
Sounds great. How will that fix my washer?
Well, it won't. But now that AT&T and DirecTV have joined forces, you can enjoy your favorite DirecTV shows on your phone while you're counting quarters at the local laundromat.
Sweet!
Sweet indeed. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Come into AT&T now and get the Priv by BlackBerry.
Must have eligible TV service. If you're not eligible, AT&T will move you to a new plan and overage charges may apply. After 22 gigabytes of data usage, AT&T may reduce speeds. TV content varies by device, location, and package. Monthly and other charges, usage, and other restrictions apply. See store for plan details.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.